The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
I just want to say to the people who put the nose on their car for Christmas, you can't fool me. I know that's a car, okay?
Right. And the antlers.
The antlers, too.
Good morning. It's John and Jay, live and local right here on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We are in the full swing of Christmas season, John. As you look outside, you don't know what the heck's going to happen with the weather. It seems like hour to hour. And
Hey, it's a top story today.
Well, it is for sure, especially for me. I'm still over here trying to figure out if tonight I'm supposed to be announcing the Christmas parade in Yurington tonight.
I would be surprised if that's still on.
I would be too.
I was all excited to go to Ranchera today for their walk and sip Christmas celebration or holiday celebration, as they call it now. I just got word that's canceled.
Right. Well, as soon as Omar Rodriguez lets me know from down there at the city chamber and whatnot, I will let you guys know as far as in 92.3 listening range if that parade's going to happen or if I'm making that journey today.
So, today, besides Rick Canale in real estate, we have Reno history with KKFT historian Phil Galbraith.
He's your Phil of Reno.
And we're having the Nevada Railroad Museum on for one more segment because they have a big thing going on with the holidays. Blake Davidson, a local gem hunter who reports an amazing find. We're talking hidden gold and lost treasure in Nevada.
John, did you watch some of the videos this guy's been posting?
Yes, I did, because I'm a rock hunter myself. I'm really into that.
So
I'm going to probe this guy and find out where the good hidden free gems are for us to dig up just walking around.
He has got some interesting stories about, I guess, too, about the V&T Railroad and anyways, much good stuff.
And Siraj, who is Reno's the travel center, he's a travel agent.
Yeah.
So if you want to get away, stick around on the show.
Everybody wants to get away, John. That's right. All right.
I didn't make it.
Okay. Well, it is time now. Let's go ahead. And it's kind of a light week. We were talking about this for local news and comment.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it, man.
I heard the door open out there. I don't want the Doritos stolen. You might want to see who it is.
Phil's not here yet.
Oh. He's That's not nice. All right. News and comment. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. They're calling it a big one. The winter storm bearing down on northern Nevada is snowing on the Sierra right now. We have sleet right now in Reno. Ice rain and travel warnings are posted now for I-80 and Highway 50. Heavy rains are rolling through northern California at this moment from Redding all the way down through Sacramento, Modesto. Snow levels here in town will hit 5,000 feet tonight. Reno's elevation is 4,500, so much of this is going to be rain for us. You can expect rain to start falling, if it hasn't hit you, within the hour, and picking up big time by noon today. Tomorrow morning, snow levels drop to the valley floor with several inches of snow likely on your street, maybe two or three. The National Weather Service says travel is going to be rough and is not recommended. You can bet the chain controls are up today at Donner.
Oh, yeah.
Expect about 2 feet of snow around Tahoe this weekend. Reno, about 3 inches. Storm warnings are set to end Monday morning.
And we are going to be doing traffic reports, too, throughout the morning
to
keep folks updated as well.
Good. I mean, I heard the Weather Service basically said travel will be I never heard them use this word, impossible. Travel's going to be impossible.
I've seen impassable.
Maybe. I don't know. My eyes.
No. It's probably is impossible. I'll tell you right now, in my car, it's basically a sports car. It would be impossible. I took somebody in an Uber the other day up to Donner Lake.
Yeah.
Couldn't even make it up the driveway. That's a whole other story. But I will say, just
taking a look. I want to hear more Uber stories from you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a great source of entertainment for me.
You wouldn't believe it.
All right.
Well, yeah. Good. That's we've got more. We've got lots of times. Yeah.
Why did the appointed fire chief of Sparks suddenly resign this week? Well, now we know. New details show that he's facing 4 felony drug charges. Mark Lawson resigned Monday as Sparks' new fire chief. He's charged of possession of up to 28 grams of a controlled substance, and for having the intent to sell the drug, along with a gang-related felony. These charges date back to 2020.
You know, looking at this guy, he definitely doesn't look like a gang member. I mean, but here's one thing I will say about those possession charges and whatnot. Like, if you, let's just say, if someone had one package of cannabis, it looks like it's cannabis for them. If they have five packages of it, even though it's maybe all for them, it looks like intent to distribute.
I don't know, but so, when they say grams, to me that means something more than that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it could be 21 grams of fentanyl. It could be 21 grams of morphine. I mean, it says a controlled substance. Unfortunately, I know a little bit about this stuff because of that.
You sure do, Jay.
Well, no. I'm just saying because of that narcissist I used to date. I mean, pharmacist I used to date. And okay. and so I know a little bit about these control things.
I'm going to count the digs today.
That's number one.
This guy is set to be arraigned in court next month. Lawson was just hired as Sparks Fire Chief last month with a $200,000-plus salary. After he was recommended for the job by a national search company out of California, Sparks paid this company to find their new chief. I hope we get our money back.
You know what? Yeah, actually, after 1 week, how much did they pay him?
Was there a background check if these charges stem from 2020?
But if they hadn't pressed the charges yet.
They're experts at this.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that they know what four detectives in Sparks know.
Well,
I mean, so you see what I mean? Like, they were sitting on the case. They should have, you know, I don't know, maybe pulled the trigger sooner. But sometimes the police don't do that right away. They'll sit on a case and get more info on it.
A man wanted for murder in Indiana has been arrested in Sparks. 21-year-old Tayshawn Newman was wanted for shooting and killing a man for selling him marijuana that was not worth what he paid, he said. Police got a tip that he was staying at a hotel in Sparks. They later found him at the bus station on Victorian yesterday afternoon. A bicyclist hit by a car on Prater Way in Sparks has died. It happened around 4 p.m. yesterday. The driver was going west on Prater at 22nd Street and pulled into a convenience store while the cyclist on the bike lane was going the other direction. Police say the driver did not appear impaired and is cooperating with the investigation. A bill has been filed in the Nevada Senate to increase what insurance companies pay for patient dental care. The state already has a requirement that 80% of what insurance companies collect on premiums have to be spent on medical care or patients get a rebate.
Wow.
I know. I didn't know this. I'm going to have to check some old bills
here. Are you going to get some retro payback right there, John?
Well, the new bill about dental insurance applies the same requirement to dental insurance in the state. Nevada dentists are supporting the bill, which will be facing the Nevada legislature when it opens its session in February. Yes, did you know we get rebates of 80% of our premiums if it isn't spent on medical care?
I had no clue.
That's actually part of the Obamacare setup, but that was restricted to health without dental. So in the state here, they're trying to get the same deal for dental insurance. Jay and somebody else texted me or emailed me asking questions about, shocked actually, about Mr. Lee and that tragic accident.
He was killed in a traffic crash
3 months after his dad died. On a rural road, and it's kind of spooky because I just rode that same exact road from Elko County down south through to Pioche, U.S. 93. And I told you, remember last Saturday, I can't drive those roads anymore, the two ways.
And
every vehicle, especially trucks, they come so close to you with a 75-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Maybe
I'm getting old. It terrifies me. But getting back to Mr. Lee, they found out that, yes, he did have a blood alcohol level.
More than twice,
right.
So here's my thing.
We all know Mr. Lee.
Well, yeah,
Lee's
right.
Discount liquor in Vegas and, of course, here in Reno.
I mean, he probably liked to drink. I understand that. There's a little bit of the story that you told me this morning I didn't realize about. So apparently he had a blown tire. And he had to get, where was it he was taken to? Winnemucca or something like that? Or Ely?
Some rural town.
Some rural town, and he was taken there.
They don't give a lot of details, but they say the vehicle was towed. I assume he went with the tow. I'm assuming here.
Right. And
it may have been a thing where he's killing time or something, and you know these rural towns.
Well, again, John, here's
the big businesses bars.
He didn't just go out of the bar. Let's just use Winnemucca. I don't know if that's it, but let's just say Winnemucca. He didn't just leave the bar and hit a guardrail a mile down the road that drunk. The guy was in an extremely rural area, which means to me he drank maybe an hour or more before. So, I mean, that would be over
when you're under the influence, your skills go out the window. But
you shouldn't drive on anything, any substance. But again, this is why I hate alcohol. That you don't hear of families going down the road getting killed by, you know, like someone smoking cannabis. It happens. Yeah, I'm sure it does. But I'm just saying, like, this is why you hear about this all the time.
Well, in respect to him, he might have been hurting with the loss of his dad.
Well, yeah,
3 months before.
Of course.
I met him when they opened up the store here in Reno. What a nice guy. And his dad was just golden. A really great family.
I never
Lee
met
Lee family is well known, especially in Vegas, for donating and contributing so much. So overall, yes, it's a terribly sad story. There was another couple, another vehicle, that they were injured by this.
Oh.
Thank God there were no other fatalities.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, all right. Well, you know, John, we do have to break here in just a moment. We do have to, pay some bills, obviously. We're going to be right back, though, here. We've got lots more to talk about before our local real estate agent comes in. It's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Hit it, Chris.
FM Talk. Radio. 99.1. KKFT.
It is John Potter and me right here live and local with you. And John,
do you get more business in the Uber when we have storms like this?
You know, it's interesting.
Does the Uber cost more when the weather is bad?
No, it does not.
Because
I've noticed that.
Well, more people want to ride Uber, the price goes up. And I'm thinking more people can't walk or bike in this kind of weather.
So
and
here I'm gonna let you in on some very intricate details about Uber and what it does.
More
to me.
Uber secrets. We did this last Saturday.
We
too.
Did, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
You ought to
write a book, man.
Here's an inside and out of how it works. Okay, so like when I first started, they were just promoing me like crazy. Like, hey, here's a. In fact, there was a thing I used to get. If you complete 50 rides on a weekend. I'm sure Craig even knows about this, our producer. But if you do 50 rides on a weekend, I would get up to $125 bonuses from Uber themselves. Sometimes I get $5 per ride extra, which is a lot and it helps out. But here's what they've done. They now know, the algorithms have now realized that I am on the air between 3 and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that is when absolutely every one of those bonuses comes through now. So,
are you still making a ridiculous amount of money with this?
I will. If I make less than $30 an hour, I'll go home. Because at that point, it's not making me any money.
What perks do you have in your car for passengers to get that 5-star review? Because the passengers can review.
You know, they can review every ride, right? It's funny. I have a 4.99. I used to have a 5, and I only have a 4.99, and I know exactly why. And I know the exact ride, and I know the exact rider and who it was and why it happened. I pulled up over here at this brand new red district, and you can't really pinpoint, because it's a brand new location, which building you're in. Mm-hmm. So they have to just pin the red district. Well, I was trying to get a hold of this person and call him. I sat outside the red district for 7 minutes. And listen, time is money with Uber. It really is. Like, you know, so like what happens is when you pull up to a rider, they give you 2 minutes and the rider has to come out or they start charging you wait time. Then you get 3 minutes of wait time charge. And then you as a driver after 5 minutes are eligible to cancel it. So I was just trying to, you know, like it.
You canceled it, didn't you?
Well, no. What happened is I sat out there for 10 minutes and kept messaging and calling. I was just trying to be like, hey, obviously the person might not know or something. You know, they had a name that looked like maybe they weren't from here or something, you know, maybe north of Wagner or something. But anyway, so my whole point is that I sat outside. After 10 minutes, I'm like, you know what? They're not answering their phone. I can't get a hold of Uber, you know, whatever. So I just ended the trip and drove off. And so they got charged for the trip, but it was like a $4 trip. And
those reviews are important.
I don't care.
Five stars. Don't you get something for five stars? Listen,
John, even with the show, I don't care about my personal reviews. Just keep talking. I don't care what you think about me. Just keep talking about me. I don't care what you think about me.
These passengers, do they Oh, wait. Do they ask you if they could borrow your phone charger?
You know what I have? I have literally, so.
And if you say no, do they go, oh, okay,
Never heard that. No. One star. No, because I'm on the show. Remember, everything here has to have five stars or above. Remember? So I'm trying to stay at that.
Do you tell every passenger, this isn't my real job, you know?
I say that I have a full-time job.
I would definitely have the urge to say that.
I say I have a full-time job because they look at the license plate. You know, it's FM voice. So it's like, they're like, what's that about? You must be on the radio or something, right? And it's a great conversation starter. I mean, it really truly is.
If you miss an exit, do passengers think they're getting kidnapped?
No, because of the comfortability that I make it. So honestly, no, John, and just yesterday I missed a turn. Somebody said, they were like, hey, I think you're supposed to be going this way. And I'm like, oh man, my bad. I started talking to you and forgot or something, you know, but here's the thing is that I have noticed the difference between Uber and a cab. With a cab, you get charged for time and mileage. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know the town, someone could put you in a cab and drive you three times around McCarran and go, ooh, I don't know. But with Uber, you know exactly where you're going. The app goes on that location and you see it. But anyway, with Uber, it is funny because I really enjoy it, John. I really do. I really like meeting new people and some very.
And you can rate passengers too. You can review them. You can give them stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. It goes both ways. But I know I only have one bad mark. It's that one trip. I know who it was. And so I'm not worried about it. Like 4.99 after, what am I been like 3 months now I've been doing it?
Don't you get a lot of drunks?
No, because I have a rule. I drop my kids off at Damani Ranch High School.
I mean, that's why people take Ubers at night, right?
But that's the thing. I don't drive it. When it gets dark, I don't drive. I like to see who's in my car. I like to have conversation. It even says
you haven't
that.
Had one drunk in your Uber.
My very first night, I had a drunk person, and that's why I made my profile the way it is. It literally says on my profile, if I pull up, mm-hmm. and I see you're intoxicated, I will drive off and cancel the ride.
Did the drunk like spend 2 minutes trying to figure out his seatbelt?
This guy, no, this is. Hold on, let me tell you. I got a couple things really, just real quick. One, this was my first night on the job.
Yeah.
At the Atlantis, I pulled up and it was Street Vibrations. Mm. And Friday night at Street Vibrations, and the guy opens the door and basically shoves his drunk wife in there and shuts the door.
Oh my god!
And she passes out halfway between the Atlantis Casino.
Yeah.
And her house in Somerset. And what happens is in Somerset, I'm yelling for her name, can't wake her up. I don't want to touch her, you know, for sure, to like move her, like wake her up or anything. Mm-hmm. Then I started like honking my horn. It's late at night and we're in Somerset. And I'm like, okay, other people are going to start wondering what's going on. Thank God I had subs in my car with bass, because I just turn on some bass music and just it
woke her. What's a sub? Oh, you mean a 12
inch subs?
Oh, I thought you meant a Subway sub. Okay.
Yeah, no, I have like 4,000 watts.
Did you ever drop off a dude at your girlfriend's house? That look.
Wow.
Well, these are questions.
I don't have a girlfriend, John.
Oh, that's right. that's what happened.
There's probably some dudes at my ex-girlfriend's house now, but not me. But anyway, anyway, let me tell you this. So as far as that, I will not drive. I only drive during the hours of 8 a.m. and when I come on the air with you at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. So those are the only hours I'll drive. I don't drive at night. I don't like a silhouette. I like seeing facial expressions. I like seeing the people. It's kind of like why I hate when people call in on the show that are guests. I would rather them come right in here so that we can have a conversation, because it's just kind of ingenuine.
Well, now, folks, you've heard Jay. You know that he's quite a talker. You do realize a lot of passengers don't want to hear a word from their driver, right?
Well, I just tell him if you don't.
How
like
do you resist?
Well, you can gauge.
I know you.
John. I'm a good person. To gauge people with.
I know you. Are.
I can. No, what I mean is I can gauge conversation and gauge like how it's going. If someone wants me to shut up, believe me, I just shut up. You know
why? What do they say to you? How do you?
They
know?
Don't. You can just feel it, man.
You're
you
not
can,
feeling
can,
it from me.
You can.
From
you?
This is amazing.
No, you make me want to talk more.
Dear I'm just God. Teasing you.
So here's
I
one.
I tease because I love.
I know, and I love hanging out with you every Saturday, John, and every time we hang out otherwise too. But let me say this: the one thing I've noticed two things with Uber: time is money. So I'm sorry, I like to speed, man. So I do. So the faster I go, the quicker I get to another pickup, the more opportunities I have for money. So I do that. And then two, tips help. And what I mean by that is you asked earlier about phone chargers mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I have I don't have an Apple phone. I haven't joined the Apple cult yet. So, but I still have an Apple charger in my car in case you need it. Or I have.
Well, I see these pictures of Uber drivers who have a display on the seat backs of snacks and things like that.
I have waters.
And I wonder if you could generate a huge tip.
I do. So this is, yes, I've realized this. So the chargers are one thing. I have things like mm-hmm. I have gum and baby wipes in my car if you need stuff. I have little bottles of water that are in the seats.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, what I thought is I didn't want to go overboard and make my car look like an Uber car because I won't put the Uber sticker and all that kind of crap on my car.
I wonder why the cabs never picked up on that idea.
Well, because the drivers are, I mean, it's not their car. See, you know what I wish?
What?
Man, I'm not going to lie. If Uber just gave me a car and was like, hey, here's a car and you can make the same amount of money that you make right now, that would be an awesome,
well,
perfect job.
I hope you hang
other
in
than
there
talk
because
radio.
These self-driving cars, that's already decimated the truck driving pool or industry. Who wants to be a truck driver now, knowing that in a matter of 2 or 3 years, we're going to have these self-driving trucks?
Well,
it ruins a career.
Yeah, just like Pepsi.
What Walmart did to the checkout people.
Pepsi just got the first trucks coming up from Tesla.
Yeah.
So and you were talking about Walmart, too, about the thefts and stuff.
We're talking about
that later. We will a little bit later on. I've got a lot to say about that.
All right.
Right now, we do
need
a break
for Fox News now.
Yeah, absolutely. Rick Canale, our local real estate expert, is going to be in the house with us next. And he has got the Nevada Rural Housing Authority's Diane Aruzio. I think I said that right. She's going to be in with us as well to talk this morning right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith & Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1FMTalk.com.
John Potter with Jay Biggs. Good morning. The ice rain, the sleet that we had this morning in Reno has turned into rain. It's falling right now. And Phil just popped his head in to tell us something. He just got here.
Yeah, he lives up in the far north valleys. It's snowing up there. Not
snowing
sticking
in
too
the
well.
North valleys.
One thing we got to remind folks about, and this is something that I meant to say earlier on the traffic, but usually I don't have a traffic bed with only 45 seconds to do it. If you're going to be traveling over towards Northern California, if you're looking for an alternate route, please just forget the words Dog Valley Road. Just take it out of your vocabulary thoughts or anything like that, because it is not an alternate route. Even if you right now have snowmobile, maybe.
It could be, but not during storms.
Yeah, it's just...
It'll get you there in the summer. But the thing is, the Google Maps and everything, that people are finding out about it. I once drove Dog Valley Road during a storm once, and...
What?
I went a half mile, and then I said, oh, this is looking bad, so I just turned back, because they wouldn't let my car through without the studded chains or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
anyway.
As Jay said, don't do it. So we're getting heavy rain all day today, and by up to 3 inches of snow, they say, this weekend in the Reno area.
Absolutely. And other areas are going to get some snow as well. But we need to talk about the rural areas. We have, let me say this hopefully right. Well, number one, we have Rick Canale, our local real estate expert from Remax Gold, in the house with us, just like he is each and every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. And good morning to you, Rick.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be here again. And I just love to come on this show because I love to help educate the public on what is happening in the real estate world. And let them know that it is really, really important to understand that what they're hearing on the news isn't always beneficial to them, that there's ways
next.
In which they can afford homes.
Okay. All right. Well, we have in the house with us this morning, it's Diane Arvizo.
Yes.
I said that right.
Yes, you got it right.
Yay. Hello. She is, she's on level 100 this morning. She is definitely ready for this. You can tell she got all dressed up. You didn't know if there was going to be any video or not. She's the best looking person in the room this morning, for sure. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And she's going to be somebody you really want to listen to, especially if you're a first time home buyer, because this is really important information and it's new, hot off the press.
All right, so that's good news. All
right,
we
keep hearing about first-time home buyer offers, and I was talking to Diane during the break, and apparently the offers are better. There's always been a deal for first-time homeowners, but they've improved it, I guess. Is that right, Diane?
Well, thanks, John. Boy, if I wasn't tuned up before I came in here, I certainly am now. This is awesome. So good morning, everyone. I am Diane Arvizo, the Director of Homeownership Programs with Nevada Rural Housing Authority, and I'm so excited to be here today to answer that question, John, about the offers first-time homebuyers are putting in, and to talk about some freaking awesome new homebuyer programs that are now available in Nevada. So I don't know where you want to get started, but I could just jump right in to tell you that first, I'm going to emphasize that we are the Nevada Rural Housing Authority. What rural means for us is that we serve areas with population under 150,000. So people in Washoe County, that is more than you realize. That is all of Sparks, all of Spanish Springs.
No kidding.
Lots of the valleys like Sun Valley,
Sparks
Washoe
is rural.
Valley. You
never
betcha.
Knew that.
They're under 150,000 population, so we're excited. And we have a lot of amazing lending partners right there in Sparks and Reno. But also rural, right? So what's rural? Certainly once you leave Washoe, we are all over the state. So Carson,
right.
Douglas, Lyon.
You mean everything except Washoe County and down in Vegas, right?
Actually, it's Reno. Everything except the city limits of Reno. So lots of Washoe County, totally eligible. City limits of Reno is not eligible for the rural programs. And, of course, Las Vegas. So if anyone's listening from down south, you might want to just call me later to find that out. But
I'm sure they're listening. Yeah, Lombardo is.
Oh, okay. I'm very good. Hello, Governor-elect.
So tell us about these programs, though. All right. I'm obviously, this is kind of an interesting thing for me because I'm a first time, when I do go and buy this house, I'm going to be a first time home buyer. I talked to Rick a little bit
Are
via
you
text.
Still talking about, we've heard about this for years. Make the leap, Jay.
All right, Jay, we're going to talk. All right. So I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
I've got some programs that can help you as a first time home buyer and also some programs that you do not have to be a first time home buyer for. But I might have to come back for that one. I am also going to tell you that when we talk about first-time homebuyers, what the heck does that mean? Does it mean you've never, ever, ever owned a home?
I saw that this week that means within 3 years,
yes!
Right?
Oh, my God. You're already doing your homework. That's awesome. So technically, a first-time homebuyer for the homeownership programs means that you've not owned a primary residence within the last 3 years. So that can help a lot of people who are re-entering the market for the first time in a long time.
Well, what is this help?
This is help for, you know, all the people that are still trying to pay off the mortgages from when Bill Clinton was in office.
Well, we're not going to go that back far in time. I will tell you that Nevada Rural Housing launched the Home at Last program in 2006. That award-winning program has been around, has been helping people. We've helped more than 10,000 people in rural Nevada to buy a home. And affordable is the key word there. Not just affordable housing, but what is affordable to a home buyer. So fast forward to this year, we're looking at brand new programs coming out through the American Rescue Plan Act funding.
Oh, wow.
And Governor Sisolak, you may have heard, I'm sure, because you're in the news, right? So he allocated $500 million for affordable housing. And of the $500 million through the Home Means Nevada initiative, $30 million was designated for home ownership. So then, of course, I perked right up and we're like, all about what can we do with the home ownership dollars that are committed?
Is this the thing with the $15,000 per each household?
Yes, sir, it is. I am very impressed.
I'm telling you, I sent Rick a thing about that this week.
It's
this
very
is,
cool.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
this is awesome.
So
what,
we're going to talk
that?
About that. So we have the Home Means Nevada Rural Down Payment Assistance Program.
Okay.
That is just launched this week. And it does. Oh, yes.
For somebody who's looking to buy that first home or within after 3 years, what exactly do they get? Is this a loan?
Yeah, really good. So the first thing they get is a below market rate first mortgage. 30-year first mortgage comes with a very affordable rate. And when I say affordable, I'm going to give you an example. Had a realtor, I mean, not a realtor, sorry, a lender the other day tell us that their home buyer was going to get an 8.125 interest rate. They were purchasing a manufactured home, and that borrower had to pay 2 points to get that rate. But through the Home at Last program, they were able to get their 30-year first mortgage at 6.75 for that same borrower. Talk about smoking,
wow.
Right? So we really want to make sure that home ownership achieves the affordability factor for the individual borrower. So it comes with a 30-year first mortgage. That's actually to buy the home, right? And the assistance that's provided, the $15,000 is provided through Home Means Nevada, the American Rescue Plan Act funding. And that $15,000 is secured by a 3-year forgivable second with no interest and no payment. So it's a silent second sitting on the mortgage that is fully forgiven after the homebuyer's lived in the home for 3 years.
How fast does this money get snapped up, though?
Well, we will see. Have me back next month, and I'll tell you how many people have been snapping.
Are you saying that we need to get sit down in the next week or two here? Is that what you're saying,
Well,
Rick?
I will tell you that we've been allocated $2.5 million for the grant funding, and that will help more than 160 families.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is, I guess, something I need to know. Like, is there any change in what you need to qualify as far as income or anything like that?
Yes. You've been doing your homework. So I'm going to first say the Home at Last program, which has been around since 2006, helps homebuyers earning up to $150,000. That's really important.
Oh, that'd be nice during
because
that.
Now I'm going to tell you there's a more restrictive income for the Home Means Nevada program because the American Rescue Plan Act is intended to help people of lower income. Okay, so the Home Means Nevada homeownership program will help people based on their household size. And the income limits are based on how many people live in the home. So one person cannot earn more than $40,770. This is equal to 300% of the federal poverty guidelines. So that's where the limits are established. But take a family of four, that gets you up to $83,250. So there's an additional $14,000 added to the income limit for each person in the family.
Now, Rick has something to say. Make sure you get in there really close, Rick.
Right, right. So what we also want to understand, and she's going to share something here that's going to make the radio smoke, okay?
Oh. I love that.
And also, there's education involved with this when you are become eligible for these programs. And so she's going to talk about that, too.
Thank you, Rick. This is really, really important. So exclusively through the Nevada Rural Housing Authority, the Home Means Nevada program and even our Home at Last program that's been around can actually be paired with a program that you probably have not heard of. Well, maybe Jay has because he's been doing his homework getting ready to buy a home. But it's called the Mortgage Credit Certificate. That's the official title of it, Mortgage Credit Certificate. But for short, people call it the MCC.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm an MC, so I want to.
So you want to get an MCC.
Yeah, maybe.
So the Mortgage Credit Certificate provides qualified borrowers with a federal tax credit that's equal to 20% of the mortgage interest that they pay on their home.
Whoa.
What? That tax credit at the time of applying for a mortgage can actually be used, the estimated savings can actually be used as additional qualifying income. So when they're sitting down with their loan officer, that additional qualifying income lowers their debt-to-income ratios,
wow,
helps increase their purchasing power to maybe buy the home in the community,
yeah,
that they really would like to raise their kids in. And once they have that MCC added to their mortgage, it never goes away. So as long as they live in the home, they get that tax credit every year for the life of the first mortgage, which is 30 years, or until they sell the home.
Yeah, we need to talk.
Or don't occupy it anymore. So the MCC is a game changer in affordable home ownership. You can only get it at the time of purchasing a home.
Wow. Okay. This is, now, Rick, you have to say something. Then we're going to go to a quick break and come back and talk to you guys more.
Sounds good. Yeah. She's going to talk a little bit about the education, too, and then how a person can get involved in these programs.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do. All right. Stick around, folks, if you want to learn about home ownership. Just like me, I'm learning a lot this morning together with you right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. It is John Potter and Jay Biggs live and local as we are each and every Saturday 9 to noon. But in the studio with us right now, of course, each and every Saturday morning, our local real estate expert, Rick Canale with RE/MAX Gold, but a very, very, very special guest this morning, Diane Arvizo, and she is with the Nevada Rural Housing Authority. And thank you so much for coming in this morning with us, guys. It's been so far a really great morning.
It's good to be here, and it's really a pleasure to have Diane here. She's got some just extremely valuable information.
She absolutely does.
You guys are giving me so much love today. I'm like going to float out of here.
Right.
This is awesome.
Yeah, you're good.
So. Okay, so we were chatting off the air, Jay, about this Home Means Nevada program, which is just going to really open up the door to provide homeownership solutions to more homebuyers that maybe have kind of been stuck in the queue waiting for their opportunity. You know, when people can actually afford a home, the mortgage payments to afford to be able to buy their own home really is something that it's always the right time. So if bringing a program to Nevada helps open up the door that maybe was closed before, I would love to encourage people to reach out to us with any questions that they have about what to do to take the next step. I also encourage everybody to take homebuyer education, which is required for all of our programs, including the MCC.
Yes, that's part of the course.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's at homeatlasteducation.org. So if they just go into a search browser and type in homeatlasteducation.org, O-R-G,
what should people expect as far as like how what kind of a course is that?
So the homebuyer education course is kind of a 10 steps to homeownership course that's going to talk about everything from is it right for you to buy a home, first of all, how to prepare a budget, how to actually understand what it means to live on a budget, how to afford the home ownership and determine whether you're a right candidate for home ownership, but also more importantly, how to prepare for that first meeting with the loan officer, what documents you need to have ready. A lot of people don't realize to watch their bank statements to make sure their spending habits on their bank statements look like their spending habits in real life.
This sounds like a class that you should be like mandated to take in high school.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really does. I mean, am I wrong?
You are so right. Yes. So it's all those good things. And of course, because we are the Nevada Rural Housing, we talk about the assistance programs that may be available to qualified borrowers so that they can understand a little better about how that works, such as your question about is there a mortgage? Is there a second mortgage? What does that look like?
Right.
All of that stuff is kind of discussed to help a home buyer to actually be ready for the first meeting with a loan officer and then to understand what the expectation of owning a home is after they've actually purchased their home.
What's the most you can get in terms of a loan on a house through this program?
I think $15,000, right?
Well, so the down payment assistance through the Home Means Nevada program, which is the brand new one that just launched this week, that provides down payment assistance of $15,000, but it has a purchase price limit that's probably higher than it even needs to be, but it was equal to the conforming loan limits of this year, which is $647,200. So we don't really emphasize as much on the purchase price or the loan limit because income limits are going to help steer what a person can afford.
And how soon does this loan have to be paid off?
The loan for the first mortgage is going to be a 30-year mortgage with a fixed interest rate.
And this interest rate is lower than the market?
It tends to be lower than the market, yes. So we offer different levels of assistance under our Home at Last program. That's the one we've had around since 2006. Mm-hmm. That one provides up to 3% of the first mortgage loan amount in down payment assistance.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So here's what I want to do because we got about 2 minutes left. So I think it's very, very, very important that we get out the information that folks need in order to get a hold of you. And also, don't forget, rickhasbuyers.com, rickhassellers.com with Rick Canale and Remax Gold. As always, you need to go there and check out listings. But as far as you, Diane, how do folks find out about all this stuff? How do they get involved?
Thank you, Jay. My recommendation is they go right to the website. We have kind of a vanity website to take them right to the skinny of what they're going to want to look at. It's called buyruralnv.org. So B-U-Y, rural, R-U-R-A-L, nv.org. So buyruralnv.org. That will give them a highlight of all the different programs we have available now with the new ones that launched this week. And they're going to get information about how to connect with one of our amazing partner lenders. It's because of the partnering lenders that we have across Nevada that our program is so high performing and has won so many awards. We also work with our sister agency over at the Nevada Housing Division, and we can help answer questions about their program, which is called Home First. And so people who might want to buy in the city limits of Reno are going to wonder, well, what's available for them? So there is a program that can cover all of Nevada as well.
It's very important that folks, especially within listening range down there in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3, that they know about this because it's rolled out there. And so this pertains to you specifically. And, you know, maybe there's a house out there that you see in the Urington Smith area or something like that you like. You're going to want to get a hold of our good friend who's on the mic with us right now, Rick Canale.
Wanted a house in Pioche.
Pioche, well, we got you got about 40 seconds to tell us.
My wife said, you do that, I'll kill you.
If you do that, you need to go through Nevada Rural Housing because we will absolutely get you a house in Pioche.
I'll tell her.
I'll kill you too, John. All right, we got just about 30 seconds left, Rick.
Real good. That's one of the things that I do. If you come to me and you want to buy a home, I make sure that you are educated in the process of the home buying home buying, because it is a process and there's a lot to it that a lot of people don't really understand, okay? So I make sure that I interview you, find out what your needs are, and then give you that guidance and direction that you need, get you to the right places.
Thanks,
Rick. All right, being here, rickhasbuyers.com.